With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the United States is talking with Iran to end the war, even as Iran denies any negotiations. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says the U.S. is in negotiations right now with a new crop of Iranian officials after killing the country's leadership.
The leaders are all gone. Nobody knows who to talk to. But we're actually talking to the right people, and they want to make a deal so badly.
Meanwhile, on Pakistan's offer to mediate U.S.-Iran war talks, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt described it as a fluid situation and that sensitive diplomatic discussions are taking place. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a verdict in New Mexico's landmark social media trial.
A New Mexico jury has found social media conglomerate Meta harmful to children's mental health in violation of the state's consumer protection law. Prosecutors say Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp, prioritize profits over safety. Attorneys for Meta say the company discloses risks and makes efforts to weed out harmful content and experiences. Jurors found there were thousands of violations, each counting separately towards a penalty of $375 million. New Mexico's case was among the first to reach trial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Supreme Court grappled Tuesday with an immigration policy that's been used to turn back migrants seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, and whether the Trump administration should be able to revive it. Some conservative justices seemed receptive to the Justice Department's push to overturn a ruling against the practice known as metering. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 84 points, the NASDAQ dropped 184, the S&P lower by 24. This is SRN News. Most religious Americans don't have any problem with gambling.
If any demographic group was liable to oppose betting for moral reasons, you might think it would be people of faith. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals just 35% of Protestants think gambling is morally wrong. 25% of Catholics agree, as do 25% of Jewish Americans. Amongst atheists, agnostics, and people of no particular faith, even fewer see any moral concerns about betting. Michael Harrington reporting.
In another victory for religious freedom, the Supreme Court has revived a lawsuit from a street preacher who is barred from spreading the gospel in Brandon, Mississippi. The High Court ruled unanimously for the preacher who wanted to challenge the town's noise ordinance as unconstitutional. Lower court stopped him from suing because he'd already been convicted of violating the statute. This is SRN News. Secretary of State Marco Rubio heads to France to sell the Iran war to skeptical G7 allies. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Rubio will attend a group of seven foreign ministers meeting near Versailles outside of Paris on Friday to advance key U.S. interests and discuss shared security concerns and opportunities for cooperation. The State Department said in a statement, areas of focus will include the Russian-Ukraine war, the situation in the Middle East, and threats across the world to peace and stability. Nearly all of the other G7 nations, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan, have reacted coolly at best to U.S.-Israeli military operations against Iran and have declined to participate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro will continue to serve his 27-year sentence for a coup attempt at home instead of in prison due to failing health. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.